I often, I think when I first got into it, being a novice, I think I had a went to a swappage window, and somebody was making one with 220 J pole, so that's my first J pole.
Very good. Yeah, there's a lot of activities, a lot of tunas, a lot of good quality tunas they have in these stores that they have, the radio stores and swapping shops that they have. I used to went to the swapping shop, you see, because you swapping shop, and I bought a lot of stuff in the past at the swapping shops, you know, back in the day when I did. And some of the radios that they had out was pretty interesting, you know, very, very worth of buying for, to put the money invested to one like that, you know. But radios cost money, but, you know, you got to have money to do that kind of radio. If you have the money, then why not buy it, you know, when you have the money anyways. But, yeah, I've been a ham for a lot of years. I got a lot of radios, a lot of stuff accumulated through the years, and I'm happy with it because I've been enjoying my hobby since then, KCHCBT.
EBDHIK. Yeah, before I moved back from Florida, I've sold most everything I had, except for the radio I'm operating with now. Then I got a receiver. This is an ICOM. I don't remember the numbers on it, but it's I can listen to CW and then higher, the HF band. And I was into it for a while with the, I was doing WeFax. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that would be. What would that be there, Bernie?
It's the weather, of the world, and it's usually what they get, the ships get them, and that's what it's for, the guys at sea. And as we've actually get maps and stuff from, you can see the clouds coming in. You can't see where it's raining, but you can see some heavy clouds, you know it's raining pretty good there. So I got interested in that for a while. Tried to get back into it, but I never did get back in it.